Hey, fellow Freedom fans. Hey is for horses, right? I'm not supposed to say hey. And when I take some messages or whatever you want to call it, shows that I do, segments, and I cut them up to make sure that I've got them available for replay later, you know what I cut out? Hey, I cut that out. You can give me a call anytime here at 888-850-1872. Otherwise, I'm going to press on reading about this Paulson thing. This Paulson thing. You know, I should have done something before I went back on the air. There's something that hit me just as I heard Bethany giving us the call-in numbers coming back to this segment. And all of a sudden, it reminded me of something where there's a statement about what you do when you find somebody who's messing up. What do you do when you find somebody that's really, really blowing it? And I meant to have something available for us, and it's kind of hard to talk and go through my article and look up the reference that I was looking for. So we'll see if I can pull that out before the end of the show. Maybe if somebody calls while they're talking, I can look it up. The Inspector General report. The Inspector General has checked out this TARP issue to see if mafia tactics were being used by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department to force banks into partnering or participating in a government plan called TARP. Officials at Treasury and the Federal Reserve and other federal regulators felt strongly that nine institutions should not be permitted to reject the government's capital infusions. Just before the break, I said, what is it that it's going to be coming near term that you will not be able to refuse to participate in? A program, maybe that ought to be voluntary. The report also confirms and cites a set of CEO talking points provided for Paulson that indicate that the government did not consider its plan optional. There's no option, as if it's a fascist, not even, you know, I guess what it did is it pulled the veil off what guys, some thought was fascism, and maybe it revealed that it was actually more of a statism that really, truly runs and owns the banks. I don't know. Something to think about. Number here is 888-850-1872. Taken together, your nine firms represent a significant part of our financial system. Therefore, in our view, you must be central to any solution. We don't believe it's tenable to opt out because doing so would leave you vulnerable and exposed. This is for your own good. We're bringing a very good to you. You must participate because it is an act of government exercising an act of love toward the banks. So all banks must put themselves in a situation where they're completely partnering with our mandatory love program. It was financial martial law. Next step. We don't believe it's tenable to opt out because doing so would leave you vulnerable and exposed. If a capital infusion is not appealing, you should be aware that your regulator will require it in any circumstance. Listen to that. If a capital infusion is not appealing, if you won't buy our special offer today, you'll be forced to take it anyway. You should be aware that your regulator will require it in any circumstance. The big question to me would have been, how are you going to do that? The cat will be out of the bag. I mean, serious police state here. But either way. Let's see. There was a photo there that I don't have available of a certain bank. It was J.P. Morgan Chase Company. Repaid in full the $25 billion preferred stock investment it accepted through the TARP. So it's paid back. Indeed, one bank executive told SigTARP that the impression he received from Secretary Paulson and other regulators was that the executive did not have a choice in the matter. Well, then don't vote. Don't act. If you don't have a choice, watch this. Sit back and go, oh, this will be interesting. I'm going to take no action, and I'm going to see how this product sells itself. That would be interesting. Thank you for calling the Eagle or the Freedom 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Well, Dave, I'm just, you know, this whole TARP program and what's coming out here in the wash is really what caused me to wake up to the corruption that's happening in national level politics, quite frankly. You know, you look at the threats that were issued for solvent banks to take on this this extortion money. And then you look at the Bank of America Merrill Lynch takeover that took place at the behest of foreign offshore banks. This has nothing to do with our Congress. Somebody has bought out our Congress. And, you know, you look to the left at people like Naomi Wolf, and she says this was a financial coup d'etat that took place. You look at other individuals more focused on the moderate side, such as Max Kaiser, who lives in France. He's an expatriate of the United States. He points out piece by piece where literally offshore banks stole the entire GDP of our country under false pretenses. And furthermore, you had an entire Congress that was complicit in this process. You know, my congressman, as well as senators, Senator Sherrod Brown was quoted as receiving 2,000 emails, letters, and phone calls a day saying, do not put this $700 billion TARP program through. And 95% of those people were against it. He was quoted in our paper saying this. They did it anyway, so somebody else is pulling their strings. And this is the one piece that was even bigger than the healthcare debacle that's going on. This was the complete theft of the entire GDP of our country. And then you add on to that the fact that the Federal Reserve has created $23.7 trillion beyond, you know, making basically obligations beyond the entire productive capacity of our United States. And if people are not now with the unraveling and the details of this theft going on, if the people aren't just absolutely in arms, then we have a lot of sleeping people out there.
Well, you brought up a lot of, things that the average listener doesn't know the details of the taking. No. One of the things that you mentioned was just an example that I think is the most amazing thing is there's this thing called Chrysler LLC. And Chrysler LLC is a piece of paper that basically you can go and read that Fiat owns all the logistics, the infrastructure of what used to be the Chrysler automaker, the American automaker, all the infrastructure that enabled them to make cars is today owned by Fiat. The proper noun, you know what I mean? The proper noun Fiat is it's all owned by the proper noun Fiat by Fiat, the verb. Okay?
Right, government decree.
Right. So, and who else got it? United Auto Workers. Is that American auto workers? No, it's a international, basically workers proletariat club. And then the United States government, and it was taken by, it was outside any kind of law norm that I can think of. I don't know the detail. I haven't gotten into details of what mechanism of law would enable that to occur. But it's happened that a foreign global auto industry has been given. So what kind of mafia stuff is that? I mean, just beyond anything I can imagine. Go ahead.
Even in the Financial Service Committee testimony, Bernanke was drilled by Congressman Alan Grayson out of, the 14th District in Florida. And it finally came out in some very direct questioning by him, the fact that another $800 billion was given carte blanche without any oversight to another foreign central bank. And Chairman Bernanke refuses to say to whom that money was then given, what the terms were. It's just grand larceny in front of the public, and they smirk as they lie and hide the details.
And that was actually a very good, you can get that on YouTube. It's an interesting debate, actually dialogue between Mr. Grayson and Mr. Bernanke. Now, Mr. Grayson's question about the constitutionality, he needs to be asking Congress about those constitutional questions about the Federal Reserve, not Mr. Bernanke. I mean, obviously, if Congress wants to do something about the Fed, they can. But his point was, and what you don't realize when you hear this testimony, Mr. Bernanke basically called it a swap. Well, we swapped UK Central Bank $800 billion so they could loan it out to others. Well, essentially, folks, they didn't just swap it. Here's $800 billion for you. We'll take $800 billion back. What happened was he put essentially America in debt to the UK. We're going to owe you, UK, $800 billion, and you're going to take that credit value. Hey, the U.S. owes us $800 billion, and use that as something to leverage loans around the planet. Mr. Bernanke said at the time what they lent to New Zealand was $3,000 per New Zealander. What are they going to do with all that?
And who's really getting that money? Who's first in line? And
right.
That's really one of the biggest dangers of this paper currency, which allows, you know, it allows the public to focus on the symptoms such as the TARP program and such as the Chrysler buyouts and big three bailouts without actually going to the cause of our ailments, which is the fact that we can have an ever-expanding, growing government by fiat paper money.
Well, here's the thing is, too, who's going, and it's tricky. I'm glad you called and asked about this, because who is going to pay for it? There is no business infrastructure to support paying back the loan. It's
right.
And then they're thinking about, I mean, think, look at what happens. The post office is shutting down. We've got post offices going away because a constitutional business of government isn't being run properly and doesn't have enough money to support it. Yet they're creating debt. They're basically slapping, essentially, they call it the taxpayer. They're putting the taxpayer in bondage. So they've got it in their own mind that they're going to make sure that all the taxpayers are going to pay for it. In other words, that they're going to, by the power of the sword, impose a property taking on everybody in the country to pay for this extreme, beyond reality, irresponsible behavior. The swiping of a giant credit card, you know, I vented. Go ahead and respond. You're a great call. I appreciate your comments.
Well, I mean, that's the reality, is that at the behest of the Federal Reserve, under secret meetings, closed-door discussions that aren't revealed to the public, they have now created a debt that even if you were to collect 100% of all productivity in this country, every business, every individual worker, it absolutely cannot be paid if you took 100% of all the productive capacity in the world. I guess the biggest way to look at where our country is heading is the fact that out of the $2.7 trillion that the government, federal government, collected in tax extortion, every bit of their receipts, 100% of that money was spent on bailouts and our military-industrial complex. And then on top of that, you have a Federal Reserve Bank that has created an additional $23.7 trillion worth of obligations that they are refusing to reveal to the public.
Okay, I'm going to pose a question to you. You got 30 seconds.
Sure.
Why are they doing it?
The only way a government can contain and control the people, if you at least look from a historical standpoint, going back to serfdom, kingdom ages and things of that nature, the only way they can control the public is if they're in debt. It goes back to biblical times. It goes back to honest trade and what was the passage in the Bible talking about the honest scales and measurements. When they can distort that, they can control the populace. I don't know why. I don't understand it. I'm doing everything I can to fight it. But at the end of the day, they are whoever is behind this curtain and controlling the strings of our Congress and the Federal Reserve and other central banks. For whatever reason, they want us under their domain and control. I don't know why.
Okay, well, you exceeded your 30 seconds, but it's okay. We're going to be cutting out of here. Hey, thank you for your call. Folks, we're going to be coming back tomorrow with this Faith and Freedom Show. I think I'm obligated to talk about the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty because somebody posed a question to me. I have to look into that imbalance in policy. But you know what I'm going to do? I got to stick with the constitutional basis, biblical basis right versus wrong. Check out faithfreedoms.org and especially faithfreedoms.net and catch up on some of our most recent broadcasts.